visiting with our Angus producers around the northeast region of South Dakota. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. While on the South Dakota Angus tour in the northeast region of South Dakota about 2 weeks ago, I had the chance to talk with a lot of great producers across that region and hear about their operations and some of the things that make them similar and a lot of the things that make them different. Hear from a few of those producers on this update. First, we will travel to Brentford, South Dakota and visit with Chris Stiles with Stiles Angus.
A lot of history behind the Stiles Angus Ranch. Get us up to date there a little bit.
Yeah, so it just kind of all started with my grandfather and my father, and then I was lucky enough to graduate college in 95 and come home, and I've been here ever since and get to breed quality cattle that has been my lifetime. I mean, I did it as a kid too, and so it's been a family operation since the beginning.
And maybe tell us a bit about your operation, about your program a little bit as well.
The cattle that we try to raise are cattle that are strong maternally, have performance, easy fleshing ability, and longevity. We don't always maybe use the most popular bulls, but we use bulls that we've raised and bought and as herd sires, and those are kind of the animals that we really try to push and believe in, and we search hard to find those genetics and look all over from other breeders in the state and other states too. Those are kind of the cattle that we raise that are just real world cattle that can make it in harsher conditions even.
You have an annual production sale every year, so when's that?
It's first Monday in March every spring. Have it right here at 1 p.m. We serve a meal and have people hang around all day. It's an event.
We then hit the road again and traveled to Rockham, South Dakota, where we stopped at Baxter and Yandel Angus. And Mark Baxter fills us in on some of the details behind their program.
You know, I started in, I think it was 1993 before I bought my first Angus cow. Mm-hmm. And then we learned how to AI, and it's just grown from there. At one time, I registered 300 and some cattle in 1 year. We made the top 10 list in South Dakota. And now that Jade has come on, I'm not saving any heifers anymore. So my cows get older, he just replaces them.
Mm-hmm. And you do a lot with Yandel Angus, right?
Yeah, Jade's here every day. Mm-hmm. Jade Yandel, yeah. Yeah, he's a tremendous young man. I have a hard time keeping up with him.
And one big honor that Mark received was this past year he was nominated as Breeder of the Year.
That is a big honor. You think nobody's watching. You put in 30 years of your life to build something, and you think nobody's watching, but maybe they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so keep at it, right?
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
Their annual production sale will be on April 21st, 2026 at the place. And one of the first stops on the second day of the tour was in Britton, South Dakota at Bush Angus. And I had the opportunity to visit with Tyler Bush.
Absolutely. Well, I went out and looked at your cattle a little bit. You have a lot of nice stock out there. Maybe just tell us a little bit about your program and maybe some of the values that you put into your program.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we take a lot of pride in, the production side of things, and whether that be your commercial guys or your purebred guys or seed stock guys all around. We take a lot of pride in the cow families and the genetics that go back to everything. Kind of a fun fact, we've only ever bought one female back there in 1926, and every maternal line has been built from there. So we see a lot of predictability and consistency in that, and then we go ahead and really strive to try to chase and buy the outliers in terms of herd sires, and really utilize AI as well, and try to stay on top of the fresh and new genetics. We like them big-footed, heavy structured, stout power bulls that still have a good look and can bring a lot of different uniqueness to every operation and kind of broad horizon of it and kind of suit everybody.
And their annual production sale is always the last Saturday in February. And there, those are just a few of the operations we stopped on the South Dakota Angus Tour in the northeast region of South Dakota. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.